We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Normalize kissing your bros on the mouth.
Yeah. And make sure
hug
you
your bros. Say goodnight. Tuck them in.
Make sure you FaceTime us when you do it.
We would like to watch. Normalize FaceTiming us when you kiss your bros on the mouth.
We just want to make sure that you are being nice to them.
Yeah. So we're here.
We're just witnessing it. We want to make sure that we're holding you accountable.
We
don't benefit from it at all.
At all, no. I hate it, really.
I'll watch any two attractive people kiss.
Same, honestly.
And by attractive, I mean people I'm attracted to. Welcome to the Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
I've been fucking nailing the intro. Every time I have my glasses on, my depth perception is not what it normally is.
Yeah, glasses always throw off my depth perception as well.
I threw them on because I look like such a mess today that whenever I have my glasses on, it looks intentional.
Are they prescription?
They're blue light.
Oh, okay.
From movement. I don't know why. I don't have a code anymore. I once did.
I do like blue light glasses. Amelia's drinking whiskey on the rocks.
I just needed it today. I bought it because I've set up a bar in my apartment and I like needed things for So I was like, this is a pretty bottle. Jack Daniels.
I need this.
I have got to buy multiple bottles of alcohol for
to put on the bar.
I think
obviously.
So my picture that I took when my orthodontist office paid for all of us to get portraits done when we got our braces off,
that's so cute.
And I have the picture above the bar because I just thought it was funny, but it's
does
like a little
it look
weird.
Like I want one. Will you sign one for me?
Yes.
Do you have extras?
Yes.
I have. So when I was a child, I wanted to be a child actor. And I have headshots from when I was like 8.
Shut up. What? Do you have them here?
No, my mom has a huge stack of them.
Can she send them to you?
Yeah.
I want one.
I'm going to
exchange headshots.
When we go on tour, I'm telling y'all here now, when we go on tour, I'm going to bring my 8-year-old headshots.
That
and
is
sign them.
A fantastic idea. I'll bring my braces headshots.
Yeah.
This is great.
How old were you when you got your braces off?
13.
Okay.
14.
Yeah,
14.
That's a good age.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it was right before I went to China. So all of my pictures in China are like,
look at my teeth.
All of my teeth are showing in all of those pictures.
I also have some tacky dance photos from around the same age.
Yes.
So I can sign those as well.
Oh my God, amazing. So I guess this is our announcement that we're going to go on tour.
Yeah, we're going to go on tour.
It's not, we haven't planned
eventually.
Anything yet.
There is an Omicron variant that has entered California as of today.
Fuck, so. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Part of my job is being, I just have one page up that is trending on Twitter. That I refresh every, like, hour.
God, that fucking blows. We're never going to be out of this.
No.
I scheduled my booster today.
Mm-hmm. I need to do that.
The 15th, I just kept refreshing until something showed up. It's impossible to find something.
I think I just met the, like, it's safe for me to get my booster mark.
Oh, good. Yeah. Perfect.
So I got my flu shot.
Mm-hmm. You inspired me to get my flu shot. I'm doing that the same day as my booster. But I'm having
doing your flu shot and your booster at the same time. I mean, I felt fine after my flu shot.
Fauci said it's okay and he's daddy, so I'm just going to do whatever daddy says.
Papa.
Daddy Fauci.
Yes, Papa.
Speaking of daddy, I texted Liz this yesterday. I fell in love with the guy who sold us our Christmas tree yesterday. I have never been so swooned by a grown man in my life.
He was like, hey, you want to watch me chop some logs?
That was like, I honestly, it was some sort of like Neanderthalic like desire in me.
Strong man swing axe.
Exactly. He was wearing these like utility overalls and he had like these like huge forearms and like these ice blue eyes and he had a little chihuahua named Enzo and he just like made really intense eye contact when he talked to you and he carried the whole tree by himself to my car and I was like, I'm coming right now, I am orgasming. Yeah, oh my god. And then I tried to find him on Google and I couldn't.
Oh, that is not that's hard.
I know.
Yeah, if Amelia can't find you on Google.
His tree lot doesn't even have a name. It like doesn't even exist on Google. So he's probably just illegally selling
trees. Yeah, I was going to say.
Makes me love him
even more.
I wonder
if he illegally chopped down the trees. Just like in the forest.
I kind of love that for him. I texted Liz earlier today and I was like, I took my Adderall early today. Can we record early? And then just like everything got in my way. So I'm now, I have no Adderall running through me. So please bear with me today. Now that I've said that.
She has no Adderall, but she has whiskey on the rocks.
Two shots of whiskey. Oh, god damn. I still haven't eaten dinner either, so this is just not.
Well, if before you leave, if you want some peanut butter pretzels.
Yum. Thank you. I just had.
Those are a good little snack when you're like, I don't have time to eat.
Yeah. I just ate graham crackers and Nutella before I left.
Love that.
It was so good. I don't even remember where this topic came up, but I wrote it in my phone. Do you ever think about, okay, so when I was with my ex.
What are you about to say to me?
When I was with my ex, there was one day that, so he did something gross during sex and then he like threw it, I like told him about it, we were like joking around. But he threw it back in my face and he was like, yeah, well, this one time I was like fucking you from behind and I smelled your butthole. And it
well, I need to know what the gross thing he did was.
I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, it was relevant to that. It was relevant to the smelly butthole. He pulled
this
out.
Is the butthole podcast.
Or rebranding. He pulled out and then he like straddled my leg for like momentarily after he came before he stood up. And when he stood up there,
he lived like a snail trail.
Mm-hmm. Like it was like orange. And I to this day do not know what it was.
Orange?
But we were laughing about it. He was like, ew, what the fuck? Because he didn't know what it was. And he was like, yeah, well, sometimes when I'm hitting it from behind, I can smell your asshole. Because I have IBS, so it's a little unpredictable down there. So I was talking to my friends this weekend. I do remember how this came up in my notes. We were talking about butt fluff and like how like some buttholes are really hairy and like when a guy is hitting it from behind they can see the hair. And I feel the need
you
to talk about
new
this.
Fear.
Me too. So that's the thing. I was like, I could have gone my whole life without
knowing
that
people
look at your butthole when they're fucking you from behind. And like, of course they can, but like,
I don't feel like they're not like explicitly just like looking at your butthole.
But like, what if they just like you make eye contact with it? You can't look away. It's like Medusa.
To be fair, your butthole was looking at him first.
Fair. Fair. True.
It's rude to not make eye contact.
That's true. I mean,
you gotta look it in the eye and tell show it who's boss.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I mean, I can't say I'm like too freaked out because Mr. Liz literally put his fingers in my asshole.
That's true. You did have an asshole moment. And also you have a poop positive relationship and a fart positive relationship.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And those are things that you just need to just need to get them out of the way. Everybody poops. Everybody farts. You just got to accept it. And when you have a sensitive tummy, sometimes you have a lot of gas. And you just need to.
Oh my God.
You need to be allowed to fart when you need to fart.
Yeah. I mean, that's very true.
And sometimes you can be like disgustingly like pleasant, like pleased with yourself. You're like, that was so gross. I can't believe I did that. And you feel a little proud.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I bet. I mean, it's very human. It took me 4 years to fart in front of my ex.
I can't tell you how many people have sent me butt stuff. Like, someone was like, hey, I'm part of like a crafting group on Facebook, and someone posted this, and it was like knitted butt plugs with smiley faces and knitted anal beads. You wouldn't actually use them for a sex. Oh, it was just like,
it was like ornaments.
They're just like little toy, like stuffed toys.
That is so fucking and then funny.
There was a girl on TikTok who was like, I'm in the ER about to like get a butt plug surgically removed from my asshole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I saw that.
And I think like 10 people sent it to me.
That's so fucking funny. They're like, funny.
Hey Liz, did you see? I thought of you. Someone tagged I think either the podcast or me directly on TikTok, and I like commented, and I was like, oh my God, you're like the fifth person to send this to me. And the creator commented like, oh my God, no. And then I was like, oh, it's just because the same thing happened.
Don't worry. We should have them on.
The creator. Oh my God, we should. Anyway.
That's so fucking funny.
So what's the question? Have I ever thought about butt fluff?
I just don't really know if it's a question. More of just like I just needed to spiral with somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need. I think I need to put it to the audience. If you've hit it from behind to anyone, like how often, percentage wise, would you say that you've smelled the butthole? Because now, doggy is my favorite. And, like, being on my stomach is my favorite. Now I'm like, what the fuck?
Can they smell?
Does my ass smell? I don't know. I mean, I don't really poop often because I have IBS-C. But, like, I don't know what's happening down there.
I want to know.
I do, too. Maybe I should ask Squints. Like, this is the thing about Squints. Oh, you asked me how it was with Squints when I first walked in. And I noticed since I've been like dating people that like I just don't fuck with often, Squints is such a breath of fresh air. Like he's just, I love just being able to like be myself around someone that I'm having sex with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like whenever I have gross questions like this, I'm always like, I just gotta ask Squints. He's a good person to ask. Like he'll tell me straight up.
Yeah.
He always says, don't ask me a question if you don't want the honest answer. And I love that.
Like, that's a good stance to have.
Yeah. He's like, I'll tell you exactly what you asked, but I don't know if it's what you want to hear. So I'll ask him.
At least he prepares you.
Yeah. But like, fuck. Butt fluff? I don't know if I have a hairy butthole.
Well, I feel like you would know if you had a hairy asshole if you were, because we've all looked at our parts in the mirror.
I don't think I've ever looked at my butthole.
Well,
I'm spiraling.
You
about
have a new
list.
Thing to check out. Look at your butthole, I guess. But
okay.
Everyone has some hair around there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be there.
It's yeah.
I have such dark hair, Liz. What if everybody that I've fucked thinks that it's poop in my butthole? It's hair.
Maybe
I'm freaking out.
You just spend some time alone, check it out. Don't shave it. It'll make your asshole itch.
Okay, the people that I was with this weekend shaved theirs.
Don't do that.
And I was like that. I'm going to cut my butthole up real bad
and
get an
infection.
Well,
and then you'll have ingrown hairs around your butthole. Don't do that.
Ugh, I'll just bleach it. That's why people bleach their butthole.
You could bleach your asshole. I thought that was a bit until now, but I guess you could bleach your asshole.
Kind of makes sense.
You could narrow your asshole.
Should I? Is that okay? We gotta look this up.
Or you could wax it.
Don't take any advice from us on
buttholes
right now. Yeah,
we're not butthole professionals
at all.
We're
not butthole experts.
We're butthole novices. At best. Like, I have such little experience with doing anything butt-wise.
Yeah.
But now it's part of my brand.
Yeah, you have to.
Because I had just, like, this kind of, like, defining moment.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to get your certificate in like ass studies or something. Now you have you're our shaman. You're our ass shaman.
Ass shaman. I will pave the way.
Yeah, shit, so to speak. Okay, the second thing that I wanted to talk to you about was this man's. I'm gonna put this on airplane mode.
Butt fluff.
This man's on TikTok has been a point of contention. I made a video about him. I don't know if you saw it. I posted it on Instagram.
I haven't.
He's no longer on TikTok. I'm going to show you two of his videos and then we're going to discuss him because this is his whole brand. He's a fucking idiot. All right. Ready?
Wait, did he get banned from TikTok?
No, I think that he deleted it. So do you know who Drew Afulo is? Uh-uh. Oh my God. She's a fucking queen. She's unbelievable. She just does these, like, I'll send you the video after we record. You're gonna
love
her.
Is she the one who, like, laughs really?
Yeah, she's like,
oh, okay. Yeah. I do know her.
She
I
took
her
him down and he commented on her video and was like, thanks for helping me go viral. And then he deleted his account.
It's like, I bet he got doxxed.
I'm certain he did. I mean, this guy's a fucking idiot. So, okay. All of his videos are about women cheating, but then, like, also all of them are like, you ask me if I'm talking to other girls. Yeah, because I'm single. Like, yeah, because I'm single. Like, he's just so fucking stupid. And he came back to TikTok.
He's just, like, so close to, like, making sense. Uh-huh. Like, to getting it that he doesn't.
Yeah, I know. It's just a swing and a mish. Yeah. It's a swing and a mish. He came back to TikTok under a new account. And as it's all positive shit about women. It's like strong women, da da da, like blah blah. He only has two videos, but they're about like women being strong, like strong independent women.
I hope that he comes back and is like, hey, I was doing a social experiment.
Yeah, I know. I wish, but I don't think so.
Hey, I was doing a here's the things I tracked and studied, and here's the demographics that we're engaging with this video. And here are the demographics that we're engaging with this video. We do have a listener email that is very Prozac relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to read that. Okay. So this one is titled, Prozac Sucks. You Saved My Sex Life. I had to open that one.
Those
I was
are my
like,
two favorite things what? I've ever read. Yeah.
Hey ladies, I've never messaged you before, but I need to reach out and say thank you. I'll try and keep this short and sweet. They say their name. And I've been with my husband for 9 years. Finally got married last month.
Mazel tov.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Stuck it out through the COVID roller coaster.
Damn. Yeah.
And I think it's safe to say our sex life is less than busy. We both lost our virginities. I hate the concept, but whatever. Heard that. Together at 17, and we used to go at it every chance we got. We went to college and it slowed down maybe once a week and then eventually rarely at all. I mean rarely. We once went 13 months without sex.
Wow.
I always felt so guilty and like a terrible girlfriend for not wanting sex.
Ugh.
Recently, it's usually 3 to 6 months between sex for us, which isn't ideal for either one of us. Luckily, he is a patient and he is patient and doesn't pressure me, but I'm sure he wishes that weren't the case. I started listening to your podcast about 6 months ago, and I'm almost caught up on episodes. You two are so open about your own mental health and health struggles and sexual/romantic relationships, which has helped me realize that my Prozac could also be the reason I don't want sex.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my doctor, and right after our wedding, I changed to a different anxiety medication. Within days, I felt like a different person, and we are happily having sex regularly again.
Yes!
So I want to thank you both for being so vulnerable to talk about your own struggles and helping listeners like myself understand our sexual dysfunction and stop feeling ashamed for not wanting to have sex. You two are amazing.
Oh.
I thought that was so sweet.
What a great email. Oh, that makes me so happy.
I know.
That's.
I just thought it was like nice to like, I wanted to share another person's experience changing SSRIs.
Yeah.
And like it hadn't crossed her mind like, oh, maybe my SSRIs are like
what's doing it.
Yeah, especially if she's been on them for a long time, you probably mm-hmm. wouldn't really like
right.
And you also just change over time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. It can take a while to like find the right thing.
It's so frustrating, like especially like I think a lot of people, just hearing from my therapist, a lot of people have gone on a mental health journey since the pandemic. And I think that so difficult when you're changing a bunch of things, like the world being under all of this pressure and you're on an SSRI and all this shit. And it's like, which one is contributing to my sex drive being low? And not enough people feel comfortable. Not, I don't want to say not enough because it is very personal. Not very many people feel comfortable opening up about their experience with SSRIs. It's stigmatized, A, and B, it's personal. So it's like, I think that it's really great that people feel comfortable to open up to us about this, what they've learned from listening to our experiences. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know, it just feels cool.
And like the pressure you put on yourself when you're like, oh, I know my partner probably wants to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't feel that way. Like, I don't, I'm not feeling it right now. I don't know when I'm going to feel that way. Just like the.
Does not help.
The stress we put on ourselves.
Yeah, it does not help. Yeah. So. Oh, I'm so happy that you found something that works for you.
Yeah, that makes me really happy.
Holy cannoli. This is just an anti-anxiety medication podcast now.
I mean, I love my Lexapro experience so far. I've heard good things about, what is it, Wellbutrin?
Yeah.
I've heard really good things about that.
Me too. I hear it's not good for people with anxiety, though.
Oh.
It's really good for people with depression. This is what my doctor said. But, like, again, it's all different brain to brain. But she didn't want to give me Wellbutrin because my anxiety is so loud. She was like, you would have to pair it with something else.
Yeah.
But Wellbutrin doesn't kill your sex drive.
Yeah. I heard people get hornier.
What?
On Wellbutrin.
That sounds.
Yeah.
Tiring.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, it's a good thing I'm not on Wellbutrin.
Yeah.
Be dangerous.
Shit. I don't even know what it would be like for me.
Lexapro is like, I will say my experience with Lexapro is like, so Prozac, I felt like I couldn't even feel my like clit. I don't know. I couldn't feel my vagina, let alone feel interested in having sex.
Wow.
I just wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about anything. I had no thoughts because it turned my brain into a goldfish's brain. I would forget what I was thinking about as I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's it'd not be a good almost feeling. A thought, and then it'd be like, oh, it's gone. Goodbye. Yeah. Like, there it goes. What was I about to think about? I don't even know.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah, it sucked. So once I stopped taking that, and then I started taking Lexapro, like, I don't know, 6 months later after giving myself a break. Now it's more like I'm not really thinking about it. I don't want to say I, like, have a low sex drive. I just have to be getting started. Like,
yeah.
I have to be doing it. And then I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
love this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's
that's good. It's more good that you're like still that. Able to
yeah,
be.
Yeah. I have to like be stimulated, but I'm not going to go seek it out, I guess.
Okay.
Which
interesting.
Isn't as fun. Like, sex is fun. I was thinking about like when you first like experimenting with like sex and stuff. How fun it is to just like, well, if you're comfortable with someone, how fun it is to like get to know each other and like experiment, and there's no judgment because both of you don't know what you're doing. Like, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I kind of miss that, but also I haven't felt specifically like that in a long time.
Totally. That is a really fun exploration. It's been
figuring
really,
it out.
Figuring it out, for sure. I've been like in this new chapter of like my sexual experience the past few weeks. Not really a few weeks, it's been like a few months that I've been talking to my therapist a lot about, and she doesn't really ever like dig into it. So I think it's like pretty normal. Whenever my therapist is like, okay, she just kind of like lets things go. I'm like, okay, that's normal. But I've realized like, I don't really, like, just having sex to have sex is not fun for me anymore.
Yeah.
That was like all of my sex before was just like, I just want to fuck. And now I'm like.
That's what I was trying to do.
Mm.
And then I fell in love.
Damn. Sounds tough.
It was annoying. I was ready to be a hoe.
I'm happy that I got it out of my system. But like now, whenever I like I was sexting my physical therapist for a while. I don't know if I've talked about this on here, but I was. On a past episode, I talked about how hot my chiropractor was.
Yeah.
We were
sexting.
Are you
calling him your physical therapist now?
He's kind of technically a chiropractor. He's technically a physical therapist.
Okay. Anyways.
I don't really actually know what he cracks my back, but it was physical therapy. Like, I did like exercises when I was there, but there was back cracks as well. Anyway, attractive man. We were sexting for a bit, and then like the grace period where he was like allowed to fuck a patient has passed, and so he was like in my DMs, and I was like, I don't want to like be distant with you and like ghost you. I'm starting to look at sex differently, and I'm like not really interested in this. And he was like,
is that what you said to him?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Yeah. And okay. He was like, thank you so much for telling me. Like, that's rad. I'm so happy that you communicated that with me. He had like the best answer, and he was like,
I love that.
I know. I should show you the conversation.
Communication
was actually really great.
Oh, geez. Is just I want us all to talk to each other like that.
It was empowering. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up because oh my god, what's his name? So I messaged him. So he was messaging me. He's like a horny in the morning kind of dude. I always get messages at like 7 a.m. from him, like, I want to fuck you so bad.
It's like, I woke up, my dick is hard.
Yeah, and I want you on it. He texted me at 7:30 a.m. and said, is it bad that I want you bad? I said, probably a little bad. And then he sent like the shrugging emoji. And I said, my personal approach to sex has changed so much in the past few months. And I feel like I owe it to you to tell you that after all of the steamy conversations we've had. He said, 100% respectable. I'm here for it. Thank you for the communication. You're a good one. I said, should have communicated that earlier. Not used to men being so respectful. Thank you. He said, well, they are boys, not men. Very welcome. That was it. I've never had such a respectful conversation. So I was like, I should do this more.
I also like that. So from that perspective, he's not trying it. So the way I'm interpreting it is he's not trying to like manipulate you. Like, no. This is purely like a sexual attraction. And mm-hmm. he's like, he's DTF.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I was too.
So he's not like manipulating you to try and get sex from you or mm-hmm. anything. And like, you just, the fact that you communicated to him, like, I'm not really trying to just like hook up anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was like, word. Okay.
Yeah. It was such a great response. I was like, maybe we should fuck. No, but seriously, I'm horny all of a sudden. Hey,
you being nice changed my mind.
Yeah. No, but it was a great conversation. And I think that is another tick in the box for being communicative with people.
Yeah. I love that.
It was really great. We love hearing from y'all. Are you sick of us saying that yet? Which leads me to my next point. Follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram at The Holy Hour. Email us at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Discord. It's popping. You're missing out if you're not on it.
The Discord is very chill.
It's fucking popping. It's super chill. And everyone's so nice to each other on there.
Yeah. Well, they should be. You better be. You better be nice to each other.
Our children. No, but everyone's so nice and everyone's so respectful.
Well, and they just have like, everyone's having like such like thoughtful discussions and I love that.
Yeah.
I love to see that.
Me too. And we're on Patreon.
Yeah. And we're on Patreon. Just, you know. Did you want to read this next email?
Yes.
Okay. I think this is a relevant conversation to something we were talking about earlier today.
Uh-huh. We're just, I mean, just like the topic of, so we'll talk. So the subject line is ex-Mormon advice for first time. Hey guys, second time writing in, but I wanted to talk about something and get some advice. I know Amelia has mentioned a few times growing up around some Mormon kids. So have you, yeah? Mm-hmm. And y'all have talked a bit about Mormons not having sex before marriage and all the weirdness with that. I recently openly left the Mormon church, cult TBH. Good for you.
Wow.
And have been like mentally out of it for years now. I'm over this whole save yourself for marriage, you're damaged goods if you don't. But I literally never grew up hearing any other options. I'm 24. I am ready to experience things and understand what I like and all that great stuff. But was taboo growing up. But I'm super torn about the idea of virginity. I know virginity is literally a construct and it's personal and different for everyone. But what are your opinions on losing your virginity? Is it better to just hook up with someone and rip off the band-aid? Is it better to be with someone you care about? I'm really not in a relationship or looking to be in one. I'm enjoying being single and just dating and hanging out. I know guys are weird about girls as first times. I just need some girl besties to give some advice. Thank you for your good work. Oh, this is such a good question. And I'm sure a few people listening have it.
Oh, yeah.
Like a handful. What do you think? This is a whole discussion.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to her what her decision is about, like, how she feels about virginity in itself, like, as a concept.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, losing your virginity, when I was in high school, I had the mindset of like, I just want to get rid of it.
Same.
Before I go to college.
Me too.
And to be honest, I am so glad I did not wait until college. And I was like, I was dating like my high school sweetheart and both of us were virgins and we lost our virginity to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, my very first like real high school boyfriend, we didn't have sex, but we did everything else.
Yeah.
And that was also a lot of fun because it took a lot of, like, we took our time and, like, didn't feel pressured or anything, and it was fun. And then, I don't know. I'm glad that I didn't just because I think college boys are, I don't know how to say this like nicely. I think college boys are like fucking idiots. Like,
and they're in like a phase of like trying to figure themselves out too. Exactly. So they're just kind of like fucking around.
Well, especially this was like 10 years ago when I was in college.
Right.
So it's like, I think things have changed a lot. I can't speak for what like guys in college are like now.
Yeah.
but this person's older than college age. Mm-hmm. So I'd assume they're not in it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I would say it's so hard. Like, if you're not interested in dating someone, but you still want to have fun, like, I would say, like, just be really honest from the beginning. Like, maybe wait until things seem like they're heating up.
Yeah.
To be like, just so you know, I recently left the Mormon church and, or maybe you don't even need to say that.
I think that's kind of like a fun it's, character development. Yeah, though.
Honestly, it really is. And just be like, I am a virgin, mm-hmm. because this is how I was living my life for so long. But it doesn't really fit, like, it doesn't align with my values and who I want to be as a person.
Yeah.
And that being said, like, I am interested in doing things. Sexual stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I just don't have a lot of experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I think maybe, we say this all the time and it's so obnoxious that we say this all the time, but it's true. Like, communication is going to be the best way to, like, suss out what's going to happen. Because if you don't tell someone and later they find out, you don't know how to react, but also they could end up being a shitty person.
Yeah.
So the right person's going to react completely normally.
Yeah. Yeah. And trust your gut with it too.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be able to suss out who a person is.
If you're like, oh, I like this person, like, turns me on. Like, it's hard to not feel nervous.
Yeah.
I totally understand that, of mm-hmm. being like, oh God, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm so nervous.
Right.
So, but it should be fun.
Yeah.
It's always going to be nerve wracking.
Totally.
I think the first time you hook up with someone.
Absolutely.
But it should just be fun and take your time. Like, you don't have to, like, just rip off the Band-Aid.
Right.
It should just feel fun. Mm-hmm. You should feel respected by this person, like, as a person, not just, like, as someone that they're dating.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I think, I mean, you covered all of it. I think, like, how I view just, like, getting rid of it versus, like, when you're with someone you care about, like, I also, the concept of virginity fucking blows because it puts so much pressure on the first time. But with that said, like, I personally am glad that I lost my virginity to someone that I loved. Not that it fucking matters, but, like, that's always been something that I've held on to. Well,
you and I were also at a different age than this person is. Like,
mm-hmm, we were 18.
We were younger. Yeah. And just how, like, insecure and attached you are at that age. Like,
I was just about to say that.
It was probably better for us at our age.
100%. That's exactly what I was about to say.
At the author's age, I think that people are a lot smarter and open-minded. They've been through more life experiences. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be more respectful.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, oh, I, like, know what empathy is now.
It's just, like, the last thing that I want for someone is to, like, hook up with someone, like, lose their virginity, like, their first time, this, like, mm-hmm. moment to be to someone shitty and then you to feel attached to the shitty person. That's what I struggle with.
And then
with.
Also think that that's going to happen every time or something. Yeah. Because your first time, I will say it's just going to be, like, that's going to be your impression of something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's
like,
that sets
the first time I smoked weed was really bad. So I had that impression of weed for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I had to rearrange my ideas around weed.
That's all that you have to compare it to.
Exactly.
So I don't know. It's like different person to person. I think because you have a certain level of importance placed on your first time, clearly, which is fine, like that I did. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, I think a lot of people do.
Well, and it's hard to just shake these the way that you were raised, you
absolutely
know?
Yeah, you have to undo, like, years and years of stuff. But, like, I don't know, I think in my personal opinion, don't throw it away, and, like, wait until you're dating somebody that you care about, that you feel like you can be honest with, because it's probably going to be a little awkward the first time too. So being with somebody that's, like, there with you for that awkwardness is going to make a world of difference.
Yeah. And she said she, like, doesn't want to be in a relationship, and you don't need mm-hmm. to be in a relationship to, like, lose your virginity, but just know that, like,
right,
don't feel pressured.
Yeah. And
even though it's an awkward conversation to have with someone when, like, things start heating up, like, by the way,
yeah, right. It's like, you can have that comfort level with someone you're just casually dating.
Mm-hmm. And then if they act weird about it, like, I think any guy who is, like, if they act either way of being like, oh no, like, that's fucking weird, I can't be your first time, that's a red flag to me. And if they're like, fuck yeah, this is so cool, I want to take this person's virginity,
another red flag.
Yeah. So if they're on either end of the spectrum like that, they should just fall somewhere in the middle of being like, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me.
Uh-huh. Totally. Having pushback from people around you and still making the decision that you felt like was right for you, good for you. And I think that it's totally normal that you're navigating this, like, new territory.
Yeah.
And thank you for reaching out to us about it.
Yeah.
Of all people.
And like Amelia said, just listen to your gut.
Mm-hmm. Gut feelings are
guardian angels.
Baby, bah, bah, bah. We gotta put that on some merch. It's we fucking should. Time. Okay. Cool. Should I find a sex fact of the week?
Yeah, let's find a sex fact of the week.
Okay, oh my god. Okay, I'm so excited about the sex fact. I'm so excited to read
it.
Yeah,
I saw your face when you discovered it, so I'm psyched. Ready to hear it.
Sex fact of the week. Sex fact of the week.
Should we do like a...
Yeah, do your voice. You've always found a good theme.
I want to do like a beat poetry. Sex fact of the week. Sex fact of the week. Sex fact of the week.
Feels a little gospel-y too.
Yeah. I'm liking it. I was like, Shay.
Yeah.
Okay. I need a bongo. Well,
that's
or something.
That's a good bongo. Ooh. Hell yeah. All right. A single sperm contains 37.5 megabytes of DNA information. One ejaculation represents a data transfer of 15,875 gigabytes, equivalent to the combined capacity of 62 MacBook Pro laptops.
I was going to say, can you, like, convert this into, like, iPhones for me?
62 MacBook
one
Pros.
One sperm ejaculation?
Yeah.
We have not been giving men enough credit.
No, good for
we
y'all.
We have not been giving penises enough credit.
Damn, I'm that's sorry a lot of for info. All the slander. Yeah. Y'all are, that's a lot of MacBook, that's expensive. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
How much is a MacBook Pro? $1,500? 62 times 1,500. Y'all are ejaculating $93,000 worth of information.
$93,000 of cum.
$93,000 of cum. I would not spend that much money on anything.
No. It's just like a supply and demand kind of thing. Yeah. Like there's too much sperm and not enough eggs. You know, like
that's so real.
Like men can reproduce sperm constantly.
And we're born with the amount of eggs we have our whole life.
Exactly.
Wild.
You were in your grandmother's body with all the eggs you'll ever have. Or like you existed as an egg in your grandmother's body. Have you ever thought about that?
No. Hate it.
It's like when your mom was being formed, you were in there. And that's why I believe in like ancestral shit, you know? Like ancestral trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Because.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought about it like that.
I'm like, damn,
we've been a thing for so long.
A lot, yeah.
Damn, and here we are existing in this
every
lifetime.
Every person has been in their
grandma.
Grandma, yeah.
You've been in your grandma. How's that feel? Ew. Oh, God, I fucking hate it.
We were all just like little Russian dolls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Boop. Wow. Boop.
It's like a exhibit. It's like, yo, dog.
We heard you like eggs.
We heard you like vaginas. We put you in a vagina and gave you a vagina. That's what God said.
Oh my God.
The exhibit of pussies. MTV, will you pimp my pussy? I'm on a roll.
Pimp my pussy.
Yeah, we found our title.
Oh my god.
But that's a very interesting sex fact.
I thought so too. I need to bookmark this website. This has changed my life today.
Do you know, fellas, do you know how much information your cum holds? That's the kind of. So, what I want to know is when you're looking at a porn website. and you see those Semen Max ads.
Yeah.
What? I've always wondered, like, why would you want to, like, come a lot?
200 MacBook Pros instead of 63.
I'm like, is this equated to, like, masculinity? Like,
maybe it's, like, something about the, like, there's, like, a breeding kink kind of, like, tie-in, you know?
I just, like, fully don't, I, like, don't understand those ads.
Yeah.
And they're like, come hey, more. Fellas, are you only coming 3 MacBook Pros worth of data? I don't know.
That would be an effective ad strategy.
But also just like, why does that matter?
Yeah, I don't know. I truly don't know. I think it must be, a breeding thing. There has to be an evolutionary reason that you would want to come more.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just like longer orgasms.
I have several questions to ask Mr. Liz as soon as we are done recording, which is, do I have a hairy asshole?
And does it smell?
Does it smell?
That's the 1B.
And then why would dudes want to like come a lot?
Yeah. Wow. We got some education to do. I'll text Quince too. We'll crowdsource.
Mm-hmm. Let us know.
Yeah, email us. Anyway. holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
We love emails. Please email us.
We do love emails.
Yeah.
We're old, it turns out. We can't check our DMs, but we do check our emails.
It's just easier for us to keep track.
Oh my God, speaking of which, we are on so many of y'all's Spotify Wrapped, and I was actually crying this morning watching our Wrapped video.
I was getting so emotional. So I was listening to music while I was like clicking through everything and looking at our like podcast Wrapped as well, and like all of the people who we were the like their top podcast or like one of their top podcasts, and the Perfume Genius song came up. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like in all those Don't movies. Yeah.
I was like
it's emotional. It's mm-hmm. like, it's wild that y'all spend so much time with us. Like, we do this because we love it. And we started doing this because, and we started doing this without any expectation.
Yeah. And my brain still doesn't fully understand that people are listening to us.
Same.
Like, I think if we had all of the listeners in one room, I would like throw up from being like, so nervous and overwhelmed.
Agreed.
And excited.
Agreed. Oh my God. And that's why I want to go on tour. We're in 80 countries.
80 countries.
80 countries. Listen to us.
We're coming to all of them.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, it's just wild to me. No, I am. Once, you know, COVID gets it together, we'll go on tour. Yeah.
Until get vaccinated then. And wear a mask so we can go on tour. Yeah, please. God, please. Please.
Stop trying to do
I need to get
research.
The fuck out of this state. Please. I know. Just please.
Let me out. I'm losing my fucking mind.
I want to go places.
I talk to my cat all the time.
You do.
I'm so alone.
I'm sure she loves it, though.
She talks more than I do, honestly.
All right.
Anyway, we love you.
We love you.
March.
I don't know. I was trying to, I was like, where am I gonna go with this?
It was beautiful.
Children.
Wow. Bye. That was a beautiful note to end on.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.